unlike the Boston Red Sox. I'm on a win streak, baby. One is a win streak.
Does one necessarily qualify as a streak?
The way I've been playing, I'm calling that a streak. It's 5:30. WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday. That means it is time for Quiz with Stiz.
All right, boys.
Here we go.
You know the name. You know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Andy Hart, Nick Stevens. Nick's been on a roll, I believe, 4-1.
Terrible.
No, that's right, 4-2. Andy had a big dub last week.
Terrible, terrible loss last week. Up 5-2. I shamed everybody on Team Stevens.
Kind of a Knicks performance.
It was. That was my game one Celtics Knicks.
Yeah. All right, let's move it along here. Dan, you want to lay down some quick ground rules?
Yes, it is Andy Hart versus Nick Fitzy Stevens. Each host will get a question from the Quizmaster Stiz. They will get the chance to answer on whatever topic he has chosen for this week. If they get it wrong, the other host will get the chance to steal. If neither get it, that'll open up for multiple choice. It is the first to 5 correct answers winning our quiz. Don't forget, we have the Ted Johnson Lifeline. Both hosts can use it. If Ted gets it right, it opens up a second lifeline. Andy would rather do anything than use it. But if they do not get it, if he does not get it right, it negates the second one. And we send it back to the Quizmaster himself, Stiz.
All right, boys. Before I give you tonight's theme, Andy won last week. Andy, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight. You will start off. Tonight's theme for the quiz, George Strait. No, I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
I would have had a shot.
Tonight's theme, boys, is Red Sox managers. Okay. Red Sox managers. Okay, all right. Andrew, your first question.
Ted's already shaking. I have no confidence in my lifeline. He's shaking his head and putting his head
down. That's all right. Maybe it's a fake out. All right, Andy. After 4 seasons managing the Red Sox, Johnny Pesky left Boston to join this clubhouse.
Let's go with the Washington Nationals.
No.
Not being in existence.
I don't think they were around.
I know, I couldn't. I was thinking Ted Williams was the manager and he's joining Washington, but I couldn't think of their name.
My guess, right?
Yes.
I'll say the Yankees.
No. Oh. Andy, was it A, the Padres, B, the White Sox, C, the Pirates?
Mm-mm-mm. How about the Pirates?
Andy Hart is on the board.
Way to go.
Another
Andy.
Lucky effing guess.
Way to go, man.
All right, Nick.
It's not lucky.
Nicholas.
It can be both. Yes.
He was the manager of the Red Sox in 2012.
Hey, Ordway, come on over here so I can pop you in the face. I sound a lot like Arcan. It's Bobby Valentine.
1-1.
Bobby V.
1-1. All right.
The rap, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Andrew. Terry Francona won the 1980 College World Series with this team and was even named the tournament's most outstanding player.
Terry Francona, where did he go to college and win the College World Series? Let's go. How about Texas?
No. Nick.
Ted. Got a good guess?
Better than yours.
It's good. Mine's just going to be out of the blue. So
I don't have a good. If you're asking me before you ask me, or
no, that's not.
I have now engaged the lifeline.
I don't. I mean, I can guess.
Sure, that's
okay. 5 seconds. I'm going to say Clemson.
Ooh, no, sorry.
All right. Those were a good guess.
Andy, A, Arizona Wildcats, B, Miami Hurricanes, ooh, C, Georgia Yellow Jackets.
Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Okay. Yep. I was a bit confused. Is it Georgia or the Yellow
Georgia
Jackets?
Georgia Bulldogs or the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets?
Georgia Tech. What was the second
Miami.
One, sorry?
Miami Hurricanes.
No. What was the first one?
Arizona Wildcats.
Give me Arizona.
I'll give you a point, sir.
Yeah!
That was the right answer.
Because I would have thought if it was Georgia Tech, I would have heard about that because that's where Veritech
All right, was. Very right, interesting. Right. Great story.
Gotcha. All right, Nick.
Great story.
Nick, Alex Cora was drafted in the 12th round in the 1993 MLB draft by which team?
I want to say the Cleveland Indians.
Did you say
yes,
the Cleveland Indians?
Okay, I did. No, I wanted to and I did.
How about the Chicago White Sox?
No, sorry. Nick?
Yep.
A, the New York Mets. B, the Phillies. C, the Twins.
Let's go with the Mets.
No.
I'm toast.
Andrew.
This game's over.
So it's either the Phillies or whatever. What was the first one?
Mets.
Mets or Phillies, Mets or Phillies, Mets or Phillies. Let's go Phillies.
No. Minnesota Twins.
Wow.
Alex Cora's first team.
How about that?
David Ortiz, Andrew. Also there.
Before coming to manage the Boston Red Sox, John Farrell left this team with a record of 154 wins and 170 losses.
Blue Jays?
That's right.
Yeah, let's go. The Lobsterman lives on.
All right, Nick. How many home runs did Alex Cora have while playing for the Red Sox?
Four.
Said with enthusiasm.
12.
Okay.
Nicholas, was it A, 2, B, 5, C, 9?
So four was a good guess.
I didn't think I was far off. I'll go with 2.
Here we go. Two home runs, Alex
Needed
Cora
that lifeline. The
were they out of the park?
They counted.
Somehow, some way, they counted.
All right, Andrew.
Surviving.
What's the score? Can
three
I get a score update?
3-2.
3-2, you through six questions.
Okay, let's go.
Andy. He managed the Red Sox in 2002.
Grady Little?
Ooh. That's a good guess.
Got it.
He managed Let's for two go. Years, 2002 and 2003, taking over for someone else.
That's right.
So I will not give out the name of in case it comes up.
That's right. All right, Nick.
Yeah, question number 8. Yes, here I am.
In 1967 spring training.
My birth year.
This Red Sox manager implemented a dress code and stripped the title of team captain from Carl Yastrzemski.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Bardo.
Coming in. Just,
Zimmer.
No.
Was he a real Dick Williams?
He got it.
Yeah! Oh,
it's over.
Got it.
V is for victory.
I knew.
Two in a row. That's a streak, bitches.
Andy Hart climbs to within one of Fitzy. It's now 4-3.
Dick Williams. Why did I think it was Zimmer?
Yeah, I thought you were going to get that one.
He did manage.
Because I think Dick Williams was, Ted, like a hardo.
Yep.
He was the 60. Who was the manager in 75?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
the other guy, Zimmer.
It was. Okay, so I got my World Series.
He has about 67, not 75.
All right.
I got confused.
Yeah, sorry.
Andrew, this Red Sox manager finished the season with a .400 winning percentage, the lowest for the franchise since the 1965 Red Sox, who had a .383.
.400 winning percentage. Finished a season. Oh, Ron Renicke.
Andrew's on fire.
24 and 36.
On
See, I knew that
tonight.
One too.
You know, this is
See,
a
I know
one.
The answer to his questions. Not
All
mine.
Right. Last question, boys.
Okay,
last question. All right. Nicholas, this Red Sox manager has a giant lying lie hole after lying through his teeth to a few handsome radio hosts about his ace pitcher.
Jimmy Williams.
No, I'm sorry.
Butch Hobson.
No, I'm sorry. Close. Nicholas, was it A, Alex Cora, B, Alex Cora, or C, Alex Cora?
I don't know, you guys. We scored 16 in New York. Suck on that. Yeah.
And that is how you play Quiz with Stids. Congratulations, Andrew. So now 4-3.
4-3. Tightening it.
Now it's a streak. Bro.
Now I'm still chasing streak. The Yankees, though, like the Red Sox. I gotta keep
Good
going.
Job.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends as we lead into reminder 4 hours of Christian Arcand. I got ahead of myself.
You're
Relax.
Supposed to make people excited for it. Like that was like a warning.
Well,
we all agree he's going to be in a mood. He's
going to
be in a mood.
What you're saying.
After last night's game, that is a warning. You get 4 hours of Christian Arcand coming off Alex Cora pulling crochet after 5 1/3 innings. So tune in, stay tuned, and be ready to get yelled at a little bit. But first, we got Odds and Ends, WEEI Afternoons.